Today we are going to talk about setting timers to make things happen on Shabbos, and we'll discuss many different examples. You know, the Kosher Innovations Company, the people that brought you the kosher lamp and the kosher light box and everything else, they have a kosher alarm clock. What's the kunst of the kosher alarm clock? That it wakes you up on Shabbos and then shuts itself off. You don't have to shut it off. So maybe we'll talk about that, setting an alarm clock. What about a dishwasher? A lot of people sometimes will have company on Friday night and they're going to have lots and lots of dishes, so they can put a timer on the dishwasher before Shabbos that it will turn on at 10 o'clock at night, and as long as they load the dishwasher after the meal, so 10 o'clock at night, all the dishes will be cleaned. Is that problematic? Washing machines that maybe you turn on right before Shabbos to put in a load in the washing machine, and it goes on Shabbos. That's a terrible idea to do because the clothing is going to be wet and moldy by the end of Shabbos. Maybe a dryer is a better shaila, that you set the dryer right before Shabbos and it continues to go into Shabbos. Coffee machines. One of the people at Davens in my shul, one of our members who is a famous musician, told me that he was in a community somewhere recently, and I guess doing a Shabbos musical thing, and or whatever musicians are davening, I guess. And he said that the rabbi of the shul, he stayed at the rabbi's house, and the rabbi of the shul had his coffee machine set to brew coffee for him on Shabbos morning. Is that permissible? Are you allowed to do that? So all of this goes back to the shaila that I started discussing Thursday night, but I feel like I did a terrible job at talking about it Thursday night, so I'd like to do a more complete job now of talking about this, the sugya of Shvisas Kelim and Av Shamil. So what is the sugya of Shvisas Kelim? There is a Mishnah Masechta Shabbos on Daf Yud Zayin, where there is a machlokas between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai omrim, Ein shorin diyo v'samanim v'karshinin, ela kadei she'yashur mibod yom, u'Beis Hillel matirin. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to put something in a dye solution on Erev Shabbos if the clothing is going to be dyed, is going to be colored on Shabbos. Even though you're not doing anything on Shabbos, it's happening by itself, but you're not allowed to do that. Whereas Beis Hillel says, mutter. Similarly, Beis Shammai says that one is not allowed to set up some sort of irrigation system on Erev Shabbos, whereas Beis Hillel is matir. Beis Shammai says, Ein porsin mitzudos chayav ofos v'dagim. You're not allowed to set up traps on Erev Shabbos. Beis Hillel is matir. You get the idea. The point is that you're not allowed to set up a system on Erev Shabbos, according to Beis Shammai, where the malacha is going to be happening on Shabbos, and this is what's called a violation of Shvisas Kelim. Beis Shammai holds that even your Kelim are not only are you not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, not only are your behemos not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, even your Kelim are not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. And Beis Hillel holds that it's mutter. Great, so how do you paskin machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Easy, like Beis Hillel. So that should be mutter. There should be no problem with setting all of these things up. But here's the problem. There is a brisa in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph that tells us that we can be poskin mayim lagina, that you're allowed to set up an irrigation system to irrigate your fields. As long as you set up the hose before Shabbos, even though the water is going to continually be going and dripping the water on the garden or the lawn on Shabbos, that is perfectly mutter, says the Braisa. However, says the Braisa, Ein nosnin chitin l'toch rechayim shalmayim. You're not allowed to put wheat in a water mill before Shabbos, where the mill is going to be working and grinding the wheat on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, well, we don't get it. What would be the problem with that? I thought we paskin like Beis Hillel that your kelim are allowed to do malach on Shabbos. Why can't your mill grind things for you on Shabbos? So two approaches in the Gemara. Rabba says, you're right, there's no isser of Shvisas kelim on Shabbos, but there's a separate isser called Hashma'as Kol. Mills are very loud, irrigation systems are very quiet, so your irrigation system could be going on Shabbos, your dye could be soaking in, your clothing could be soaking in the dye, that's very quiet, but anything that's loud, you're not allowed to have done, even if the kelim are working by themselves on Shabbos. Hashma'as kol, av shamilsa. Rav Yosef, however, disagrees with Rabbi. Rav Yosef says, no, the brisa that doesn't allow the mill grinding the grain is assuming like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is the author of that brisa. But we, who passing like the Beis Hillel, would have no problem with that. It could be as loud as it wants. It's fine. There's no problem with it. Great, so now we have to know, how do we paskin in this machlokes between Rava and Rav Yosef? Can you have loud kelim working for you on Shabbos? So Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel, and Tosfos seems to agree that we paskin like Rabba, that Hashma'as Kol is an issue, it is a problem. The Tur and Simration and Beis agrees. Hashma'as Kol is a problem. You're not allowed to have that. Even Beis Hillel would hold, you're not allowed to have loud kelim working for you on Shabbos. However, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who paskins like Rav Yosef, that no, Hashma'as Kol is only a problem if you hold like the Beis Shammai. It's not a problem at all. Shvisas Kelim is only a problem if you hold like the Beis Shammai. We don't have any problem with that. The Beis Yosef points out that the Rif just quotes both opinions and is not machriya between the two opinions. The Rambam doesn't even bring up this din at all, so it must be, says the Beis Yosef, that both the Rif and the Rambam are being makel. And the Beis Yosef proves it. He says the reason the Rambam doesn't explicitly say mutter is because the Gemara never explicitly says Rav Yosef matir, so the Rambam stays away from things that are not explicit in the Gemara. But if it was usser, he would have mentioned it. So the Rambam leaving it out tells you that the Rambam holds Heter Gomur. Beis Yosef says, the Rif isn't Machriya. Yes, he is, says Beis Yosef, because if you look at the order with which he quotes the opinions, he quotes first the opinion that it's Mutter, and then he says, oh, and by the way, there's another way to learn that it's Aser. Very clearly indicating to us that he really, honest to goodness, deep down, holds that it's Mutter. And therefore, says Beis Yosef, since Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam and the Rif are all Makel, and the whole issue is only an issue with Rabbanan to begin with, we can of course be Makel. There's nothing wrong with your kelim doing malacha for you on Shabbos. Now, if you paskin like Rabbeinu Chananel, like the Tosos paskins, that there is a problem of Hashma'as Kol, what exactly is that problem? Why are we afraid of noise? What's so bad about loud things on Shabbos? So Rashi and the Meiri both emphasize Zilusas de Shabbos, that Av Shamilsa, it's going to be a Zilzel, says Rashi on in Shabbos Yud Chesamad Aleph, Mipnei Shem Hashma'as says a Kol Va'Av Shamilsa b'Shabbos, a ruckus, a tumult is a problem on Shabbos. V'ika zilusa, it's a zilusa of Shabbos. The implication is that just having the loud noise is not nice on Shabbos. It just ruins the Shabbos environment. And in fact, Chazon Yecheskel on the Tosefta, Yecheskel Abramsky, raises that as a possibility, that maybe that's the issue. However, we paskin that that is not the issue. The issue is not just that we don't like loud noise. The issue is, as the Darkei Moshe writes explicitly, the Rama writes explicitly in Darkei Moshe, and then again explicitly in the Rama in Siman Reish Nun Beis, the issue is that if you have something loud doing malacha for you on Shabbos, it will draw people's attention, and they may be choshesh that you did that, you set it up on Shabbos, not before Shabbos. Someone hears your washing machine going on Shabbos, they're not going to think, oh, this is someone who put their clothing in the wash before Shabbos. They might think, this is someone who put their clothing in the wash on Shabbos. Someone hears your mill grinding your grain before on Shabbos. They're not going to think, oh, you set it up before Shabbos. They're going to think you did it on Shabbos. And therefore, says the Rama, big nafkamina la halacha, if you have a kli where it's obvious that the way it's set up is that it's set up once in a long while, it's set up way before Shabbos, and it just goes by itself for weeks, months at a time, then there would be no problem, even though it makes noise and draws attention to itself. Says the Rama, like a zeiger. What's a zeiger? A grandfather clock. A grandfather clock goes ding, ding. Well, you can make the sound, but it goes every 12 hours, or 24 hours, I don't know how they work, but it makes that sound. So he says, everyone knows it's a grandfather clock sound. It's not something that, no one's going to hear that and say, oh, the guy probably built his grandfather clock on Shabbos. No one's going to think that, and therefore it would be mutter. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, as you would expect, Paskins what he believes is the Rambam, the Rif, Rabbeinu Tam, that all of this is mutter. There's no issue whatsoever of Kalim doing malacha for you on Shabbos. It's Shitas Beishame. We're not choshesh for any of that. But the Rama says that we should be machmir, like the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel and Tosvos, that loud things are a problem unless it's makom hefsid. Why be makom hefsid does it all of a sudden become mutter? Because, says Rama, you can rely on all those other Rishonim, on the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, be makom hefsid. Many of the poskim say not only be makom hefsid, even be makom mitzvah, you're allowed to rely on the Shita of the mechaber. Now the question then becomes, how loud is loud? How loud is too loud? When do we say that it's too loud of a kli that it shouldn't be going for you on Shabbos? So Rav Moshe discusses this in a Tshuva in Arachayim Chelik Dalet Simen Ayin, where Rav Moshe talks about an alarm clock and he says that as long as it could be heard from outside the room where the noise is happening, even if it can't be heard outside the house, but it could be heard in another room in the house, that's loud enough to be a problem. So most household appliances would be loud enough to be a problem, like a washing machine, like an alarm clock. Most of these things, l'chora, would be loud enough to be a problem. But then there's an X factor here, and the X factor is that many years ago, and we mentioned this on Thursday night, there was a Rav in Eretz Yisrael, a Gaon Olam, by the name of Shlomo Yosef Zevin, and he used to write book reviews of different svarim that would come out. Some of the book reviews were rather scathing book reviews, but he was a Gaon Olam, and he wrote this column, and he wrote unusual things. So they collected his book reviews, and they came out with a sefer called Sofra Musvarim, a collection of Rav Zevin's book reviews. I don't think it's available. I don't think they ever republished it because I think they thought it wasn't so nice. But one of the reviews of something Rav Zalman Meltzer wrote, he mentions that they found a ksav yad of the Rambam, where the Rambam apparently said had a different approach to explaining that brisa. Remember, we said that according to the Mishnah, Beis Hillel holds it's okay. Your kelim are allowed to do malacha for you. That's why you're allowed to set up the irrigation system on erev Shabbos. But the brisa said, but what you're not allowed to do is have the water mill grind your grain on Shabbos. Well, so we explained either that brisa follows Beis Shammai or because it's so loud. No, says the Rambam, according to this ksav yad of the Rambam, is a different explanation of that brisa. Anytime the malacha started on Erev Shabbos and just continues into Shabbos, that's mutter. That's where Beis Hillel is making. But Beis Hillel would be machmir if the malacha starts and finishes on Shabbos. If the malacha actually... So when you set up the mill, yeah, a few pieces of grain may have been ground already on Erev Shabbos, but there's new grain being fed into the grinder on Shabbos, and therefore an entire malacha is happening on Shabbos. So for example, if you leave a printer printing a large document from Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos is printing Shtei Osios, so that's a full malacha, and even Beis Hillel will be moder to that. And that is not just a Rambam, that is Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says this explicitly, and Rav Zevin points out that the Rambam paskins like that Yerushalmi, not in Mishnah Torah, but in this ksav yad we have of the Rambam, he paskins like that Yerushalmi. So Rav Shechter is machmir for this shitas Rambam. It's always a big issue. If you find a ksav yad that was out of our Masorah, that we didn't have for centuries, and wasn't a part of our Masorah, do you say, okay, now we have to retrace everything and say, well, if Rav Yosef Cairo saw this Rambam, how would it have changed his mind? Or do we say, no, the Hashgacha had it, that it's out of the Masorah, it's not part of what we look at, and therefore we don't worry about if it would have changed his mind. Rav Yosef Cairo paskin, in Shulchan Aruch, that it's mutter, I don't care what he would have said had he seen that Rambam. So Rav Avadya Yosef, in his Hakdama to Rav David Yosef's edition of Tshuvos Pe'er Ador, of the Rambam's Tshuvos, Rav Avadya Yosef writes explicitly that the Tshuvos Pe'er Ador being reprinted is critical, because if we were to find anything in the Tshuvos HaRambam that goes against Maran Beit Yosef, we can rest assured Maran Beit Yosef would not want to go against the Rambam. He probably just didn't see all the Tshuvos of the Rambam, and we'd overrule Maran Beit Yosef. And you know what that means for Rav Avadya Yosef to say something like that? We'd overrule Maran Beit Yosef in order to paskin like the Rambam, because we can know that he would have changed his mind. So that's one approach. Others say, no, there's a Masorah, and it wasn't part of our Masorah. So if Shechter is machmir for this Shitas HaRambam, this from the Ksav Yad, for that Shita of the Yerushalmi, and that is a game changer when discussing all of these Shvisas Kelim issues. It's similar to, but not exactly the same as, what Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe about timers. Rav Moshe talks about Shabbos clocks, timers for Shabbos, and he says, I don't like it one bit. He says, if Chazal were around at the time that they invented Shabbos clocks, clearly Chazal would have asked Shabbos clocks. They asked Amir La'akum. This is no different than that. This should be just like Amir La'akum. The malach is happening for you on Shabbos. It's got to be bad. Rav Moshe was against it. He says, plus going to be a terrible zilzul of Shabbos. But, you know, it's sometimes a little difficult to play that that game. If Chazal were around game, you know, but Rav Moshe is Rav Moshe, so he's entitled. And then Rav Moshe says, but, you know, where it's already Nahuk, like on lights, so that you could set a Shabbos clock on lights. But wherever we don't already have a minog, what to set a timer on, you're not allowed to do. That's Rav Moshe's shita. The majority of poskim do not accept Rav Moshe. And Rav Shech is coming at from a different angle, you know, from the Yerushalmi, that it's a technical isser, not just an if Chazal were around kind of isser, but that it's a technical isser when the malach is happening by itself, beginning to end on Shabbos. So now, practical examples. Electric picture frames that rotate pictures on Shabbos. Rav Shech came to my house once. We had one of those things running, you know, it holds like whatever, 1,000 pictures, and it keeps on just rotating through the pictures. Rav Shech thought it was a problem. Why did he think it was a problem? Because every time a picture changes, it's a malach of kosev that the kli is doing. It's doing a ksiva for you on Shabbos. I set it up before Shabbos. It's not even making any noise. Yeah, but the malacha is being done, the entire malacha is being done on Shabbos. Your kelim are not allowed to do a malacha beginning to end on Shabbos. I thought it was much more like the grandfather clock, right? Everybody knows that you plug in the thing once and it just goes for weeks at a time, months at a time, until it breaks or whatever. You know, ours broke, that's why I say until it breaks. But, you know, maybe it's Hashkacha that the Kodesh Baruch Hu broke it. But everyone knows that, or maybe it's just poorly made, but everyone knows that, or maybe I have children. Okay, lots of explanations. But everyone knows that works that way. But Rav Shech would be Machmir. Now, would anyone else be Machmir? The Mechaber certainly not. Ramah certainly not. Ramah says only loud things are a problem. The electric picture frame is not loud at all. Forget about electric picture frames. In shuls, they have those screens that constantly rotate the zmanim and the announcements and this and that. L'chora, the Mechaber Ramah would absolutely be makel on that. What about an alarm clock? So Rav Shechter certainly L'chora would be machmir on that. I didn't ask him, but I assume. Rav Moshe is machmir on that, because Rav Moshe says, any time, again, a grandfather clock's allowed. Why? Because everyone knows that it's set up once and it just goes and goes and goes. When do you set up your alarm clock? Now, certainly no one thinks that you woke up in the morning and then turned on the alarm clock, right? No one thinks that you do that. But when do you typically turn on your alarm clock? When do you typically turn on your alarm clock? You don't. That's why you don't make it to chakras sometimes. No, when do you typically turn on your alarm clock? The night before, right before you go to sleep. If night before, right before you go to sleep, if you did that on Friday night, that would be a malach on Shabbos. So says Rav Moshe, therefore it's a problem. Who disagrees? In the initial version of Shemir Shabbos Kilchus, they quote Rosham Zalman that he needs to think about it. In the Tikkunim Miluim, Chela Gimel of Shemir Shabbos, Rosham Zalman had already thought about it and he said Mutter. He said, once they know that you're not doing it right now, and everyone knows about an alarm clock that you're not doing it right now, once they know it had to be set up in advance, why would they think you set it up in advance on Shabbos? Now, of course, they'll assume you set it up in advance before Shabbos. What about a dishwasher? So Rosh Hashanah Zalman, Chelik Beis Mincha Shlomo Simon Chaf, says he doesn't want to be makel on this because Eineni Baki Bedarkei Hashimush B'Machana Kazu V'Yitachin Shezeh Alu Ligrom La'od Yisurim Acherim. Says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, it may be mutter. You know, certainly according to the Mechaber, that even loud things are mutter when the kelim do malacha for you, loud kelim. But nowadays, even according to the Ramah, that loud kelim are usher, nowadays dishwashers are very, very quiet. They can't be heard in the next room if you get a newish kind of a dishwasher. And aside from that, if you need those dishes for the Suda Shabbos on Shabbos afternoon, maybe you call it Tzorach Mitzvah, something like that. So it could be mutter according to the Ramah. Yet, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, I can't be makel, I don't know enough about it, and I think there might be other issues. And he says, and I have a problem with those who are makel, which is very strange. You know, he didn't really, because there might be other issues. There are other issues. What are the other issues? If you were to set your dishwasher to turn on Friday night at midnight, let's say, and you were to just leave your dishwasher like that, you load the dishes and just leave the door open of your dishwasher and just leave it like that, it would never turn on, because every single dishwasher is built with a safety mechanism that it cannot turn on until you shut the door solidly shut, till you latch it shut. Only when it's latched shut does it have the ability to turn on. When are you shutting that door? on Shabbos. So you're setting it up to turn on Shabbos, not before Shabbos. So l'chora, that's a much bigger problem. Someone came over to me in shul this week, told me he was at Rabbi Abadi's house for a Shabbos, and Rabbi Abadi's dishwasher was going on Shabbos. I said, you have to ask him. Got to ask him, how do you get around that issue? That when you close it, you're mamish turning the dishwasher, you're setting the dishwasher to turn on Shabbos. What about a washing machine? So Rav Avadya Yosef says in Yechavadat that for us, Svardim, says Rav Avadya, it's perfectly fine, even though it's loud, because we don't hold the whole loud thing. But Nebuch, the Ashkenazim have to be machmir for the Ramah, so it's going to be a problem for the Ashkenazim. Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, however, in Or L'Tzion Chelek Beis, Parak Tezayin, says, no, even for us Svardim it should be a problem. We should be machmir. It's just too much of a Zilzal Shabbos. Unless it's a chayal who comes home like 5 minutes before Shabbos. If you've ever had a relative who's a chayal and you've smelled what he smells like when he comes home like 5 minutes before Shabbos, his stuff needs to go in the wash. It needs to be cleaned. It's like coming home from camp. It's going to be destroyed if you wait too long and you don't wash it immediately. And what about the coffee machine? The rabbi in the community where this guy, what about setting up the coffee machine? So that may be an exception to the rule. Coffee machines aren't particularly loud. However, there's another issue over here, and that is that the Isser Shehiya, the Chazon Ish formulates, as not an Isser of doing something. Shehiya is an Isser Drabban. You're not allowed to start a cooking process before Shabbos and allow someone to cook into Shabbos. The way the Chazon Ish formulates it is that the Isser Shehiya is an Isser to have cooking happening on Shabbos. That's the Isser Shehiya. If that's the case, l'chora, you have a real problem with the coffee machine. And in fact, Rav Schechter in Eretz HaTzvi, in Simen Vav, points out that Shehiya is a gzeira derabanan, not a malacha derabanan. Malachos can only be violated b'kum v'aseh. We've discussed this one. Malachos can only be violated b'kum v'aseh by actually doing a maisa. But a gzeira derabanan, it can be violated even if you don't do anything. And therefore, l'chora, the coffee machine would be a problem according to the Chazon Ish, according to Rav Schechter. Having said that, my brother Shlita wrote a tshuva about 11 years ago where he was matir setting up the coffee machines on Shabbos. So Mustama, the rabbi in this community, had read my brother's tshuva and was paskening like my brother. I'm just joking, I don't know if my brother never printed his tshuva, but he emailed it to me, so unless this guy hacked my email, I don't know if he ever found it. But Mustama, that he was relying on something like that, but I think Rabbi Rav Shechter would certainly be machmir on something like that.